This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Like I said, nowadays we have, I don't want to be responsible for this decision. If somebody else can carry the brunt of the responsibility, then it's easier for me to make that decision. Person in the room. Yeah.
Just going back to your question yesterday when you spoke about beauty and people taking off their hijabs. The flip side to it is people also take off their hijab because of Islamic interpretations. For example,
because of what?
Islamic interpretations of the verses. So I'll give you an example. We have people like Dr. Amina Wadud, etc. And in UK, Leicester University just published a paper stating that hijab is not an obligation, and it's backed by Islamic scholars. For a person who's taking their hijab because of such reasons, not because of beautification, how do they draw the line, or what advice would you give to such a person? But they were wearing it prior to this, but they got influenced by lots and lots of people because there's an entire
they
movement.
Were wearing it prior?
They were. No, they were. That's what I'm saying. They were. Lots and lots of people were wearing it. However, when they found out about this article, and lots of Islamic scholars as well, who do say that, you know, it's not obligatory.
Okay, so I have a couple of responses to that. I haven't read the paper. I would like to. I don't think I'll do it this week because I have other things to study this week. But I probably will take it up and read that paper and study it thoroughly. I, for one, don't believe in refutation, nor do I believe in being afraid of new ideas. However, I have a couple of principles in my own approach to Quran studies, and those are: the word of Allah is in the supreme place, wa kalimatullahi al-ulya, as Allah Himself says, right? And we have to be honest with the evidence, and we have to be honest with our history. There's two main kinds of evidence in any Islamic endeavor. One is the text, and the other is history. And two things can happen. Somebody can be selective with the text, and somebody can be selective with history. And then when you're selective, you can cherry pick some things from both and arrive at a conclusion. And for someone who doesn't know the scope of the study, they could look at, hey, there were lots of evidences here that were textual, and there were lots of evidences that were historical. Therefore, the conclusion is sound. And they don't have the background to know, actually, there was a selective citation of the text, and there was also a selective citation of history, and that's how this conclusion was arrived. And then the response to that to me is not, this is fitna, this is kufr, this is that, is to actually raise the level of intellectual discourse among the Muslims. I know you guys are used to listening to me on YouTube and things like that, and I don't talk like this on YouTube. You know that. This is way geekier, isn't it? This is because one of the goals of Quran Week is we got to start. We can't just keep it on TikTok, guys. We gotta raise the bar a little bit, right? So part of that raising the bar is those kinds of papers. In the long run, I think they're a good thing. I think those kinds of papers are a good thing because they present the best. Somebody did a paper at a university to refute the concept of khimar, as the Muslims have been holding on to for centuries, and they're apparently making a very sound argument. You know what? This religion, for one, is not afraid of argument. Is not afraid of discourse, is not afraid of research. In fact, this religion is entirely based on bring your evidences, hatu burhanakum, right? So it's not even about who published it. It's about what's being said. Now, as far as the motivations of women that took their hijab off, I cannot say in all honesty that someone read a paper and that's the only reason that they made that decision. And maybe it is, but also maybe they've been wanting to take it off but feel bad about it. Now they feel less bad about it, or they needed somebody. Like I said, nowadays we have, I don't want to be responsible for this decision. If somebody else can carry the brunt of the responsibility, then it's easier for me to make that decision. So somebody said it. So now at least somewhere in the back of my head, I'll be able to tell Allah, Ya Allah, there was a paper on this, right? So I don't want to do the work, but somebody did the work for me. You know, when I was younger, I used to watch a lot of Zakir Naik videos. Dr. Zakir Naik, may Allah protect him, right? Brilliant da'wah stuff. I didn't know 90% of the stuff he's saying, but it felt really good because at least somebody knows it. The Muslims are like, yo, somebody knows it? Yeah! Right? Because I don't have to know it now. He knows it for me. We're good. We're saved, right? So this kind of mentality does happen. And it even happens with me, given my popularity and given the overall social psychology of the Muslims. What did Numan Ali Khan say about this? Who cares what I said about this? We should elevate ourselves to the point, what was said? What was said? What are its merits? Where do I find myself agreeing? Where do I find myself disagreeing? Right? And we should be able to have those discussions. And we should be able to discuss those evidences and those arguments. So, but you know, when people don't want to do that and they want to be less than intellectually honest and say, there's a paper, that's why I took it off. Not that I studied the paper, I studied the counter arguments to that paper, I debated the evidences in that paper. No. There's a paper, that's good enough for me. That seems to me a little less than intellectually honest. That seems more like a comfort zone thing. Somebody found comfort in, hey, somebody said it, so I'm good. You know?
The clip you just watched was me answering someone's question they had about the Quran. This is part of the Deeper Look series of Bayana TV. You can catch that on bayanatv.com, where we take a deep dive into every surah of the Quran, ayah by ayah, and try to contemplate and learn everything we possibly can from that ayah. So I want you to join that series and see how many of your questions are getting answered through that deep dive discussion. Join us at bayanatv.com for the Deeper Look series.